Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article from the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter that's titled Preconditioned versus Weaned Calves Can Affect Bunk Space Requirements in the Feedlots. And I'm joined today by Mariah Wolzencroft, who's the author of the article. Thanks for joining me today, Mariah.
No problem.
So, Mariah, before we dive into the article and talk about really thinking about differences in bunk space, share with our listeners a little about some perspectives on weaning calves and some of the impact that we can have from a cow-calf producer's perspective on how those calves go ahead and perform once they leave our ownership.
So yeah, this article kind of explains a little bit about pre-weaning, or in this article, it's I termed it as preconditioned. So the industry kind of has never really given a term for backgrounding cattle or holding them back after weaning for a couple of weeks. And so this is what this article is kind of discussing about how giving cattle time to adjust to a feed bunk or knowing where water is, knowing what true feed is before entering that feedlot, so they're not as stressed and confused and wanting mom. We talk a little bit about how preconditioning those cattle or those calves can adjust them better entering into the feedlot, which subsequently could affect their health long-term in the feedlot.
So when we talk about preconditioning in the article, you're really referring to a time period after those calves have been weaned from the cow where we are maybe keeping them at the place and going ahead and getting them started on feed, working through some of the stress of them being separated from the cow, getting them acclimated to being a new herd, so to speak, apart from the cows. That's a little different than just thinking about preconditioning that sometimes is a term I hear talked about where we gave some calves some shots prior to weaning, and then at weaning, they got on a truck and went to a sale barn or went to a feed yard. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. So I know a lot of producers that they give their shots, they take them to the sale barn. At the sale barn, they ask what they've done with them, tell them they've given their shots. But if, like, you logically think about it, before entering the feedlot, you have the calf that's going straight from weaning straight onto a trailer into a sale barn. There's already two stressors there. They got to go through the sale barn process. And then they get shipped to a feedlot where they get commingled again. So it's a big effect of a lot of stressors all into one factor. And so just a different perspective to think about.
So you talk about in the article just how calves have been managed prior to arrival at the feed yard can impact how much bunk space they need. Share with our listeners a little more about their thought process behind that and how management prior to feed yard arrival can really be an important factor in considering what those calves need for bunk space.
So bunk space can vary depending on if those cattle know what a bunk is. Some calves have no idea where their food is supposed to be or where their water is. If you ever get a chance to go to a feedlot and are there on a receiving calf day, sometimes calves circle the pen because they were looking for mom. That's all they do is circle. And so they're confused. They don't know where the water is because it's on the bunk line. They don't know where the feed is. And so that can affect their stress level a little bit there too. And so getting this preconditioning behind them, getting used to that bunk and getting used to being in a housing where they're with other cattle that are different from mom and their herd can affect bunk space. So those calves that are acclimated to this preconditioning, as I've explained it, can have a little bit of a different bunk space requirement. So they are bunk broke, will be vaccinated and have those social interactions, which can result in more head in a receiving pen. So going through a feedlot, you might see a pen with a greater head, like not just two or three more. We're talking like 20, 30 more. And those are the calves that have had a chance to be acclimated to what a feedlot setting would kind of be like.
So Mariah, give a little specifics on what we're thinking about in terms of bunk space. Define that for us in terms of inches per head, what's needed, how does that change depending on the calves that are received, and then also how does that change as we think about them going on throughout their life in the feed yard?
Yeah, so there's an article by Horner and Murphy that suggests for backgrounding feedlot cattle, about 500 to 700 pound calves need about 18 inches per head. Of course, this is just the basic recommendation. It's not that you have to extremely follow it. So that's where it can vary again from those preconditioned calves or not. So that's kind of just the average requirements, about 18 inches per head of bunk space. And in this article that I pulled the data from, that mentions that younger calves are more likely to eat together. So they'll bunch up on one end, probably where the feeder starts feeding, and not spread out so much. So that's why they need about that 18 inches. However, then as cattle grow and get bigger, the bunk space requirements do change. So finishing cattle bunk space is about 9 to 12 inches per head. So they're more acclimated to eating together. They don't need as much. They're on a high concentrate diet, where those younger calves are on a higher roughage diet on receiving and need a little bit more space to get acclimated to their environment.
So I think for some folks, they hear that, and that seems a little bit opposite of what you would expect, right? You would think a bigger animal that's finishing is going to need more bunk space than a 500 to 700 pound calf. So really, we're not just talking about animal size and width. We're really talking about animal behavior and also what's being fed. Is that correct?
Yes, for sure. It's definitely correct because the younger animals are still trying to figure out their pecking order in their pen of who's boss, who gets first bite, who's in what bunk. So they're going to be a little bit, maybe not, they're going to hit the bunk maybe a little bit harder than some of those finishing cattle that kind of have established their pecking order. They know where the feed is. They can get to it a little bit fatter. They're not going to be running around as much as some of those younger calves that are as confused that need a little bit more space.
One of the other things you mentioned in the article, which I think can't be overlooked, is the importance of water, getting those calves to drink quickly and really know where the water source is, and then finding it and using it pretty readily. Obviously, hydration is pretty important in animal health. Share with the listeners just some strategies about thinking from a feed yard perspective. If we're getting these calves in, how do we make sure we get them to the water and make sure consumption is taking place?
Yeah, so water is a very important factor, and I will know also that having clean water, so regularly cleaning those waters and feedlots will help calves consume more water if it doesn't taste nasty and it's fresh and it's cold. In that same article I've mentioned before, they suggest that cattle will consume 8 to 20 gallons per 1,000-pound animal unit, so they consume a lot of water. As far as techniques or strategies getting cattle into the feedlot, getting used to their bunk and their water, is making sure it is clean and fresh, and then making sure that the cattle can reach it as far as like height and things like that. Potentially having a calf know what a water is could help acclimate the rest of the herd that he knows where the water is. So that's where that preconditioning can kind of come into play also, instead of drinking water from a pond to drinking water out of a stock tank, of knowing something that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, Mariah. In Nebraska, we have some areas where calves are drinking out of live water, out of a stream or creek, or out of a pond. But if you think about calves that are coming to Nebraska, especially to the south and east of us, there's a lot of places where those calves probably have never seen a water tank before. And so they sure probably haven't seen an automatic water or something like that. So thinking through strategies to get those calves introduced to that water source is pretty important. Also realizing that in many cases, those calves have been through a series of stressful events where they may have not drank very well. And so getting those calves to water pretty quickly is an important part of getting them acclimated to their new home.
Yes, for sure. Having water and hay readily available, long stem hay, when calves are received is ideal.
Anything else to add, Mariah, as we point towards wrapping this up?
I don't think so. Just different mind thought and a little bit of different setting than the average cow-calf article. Just thinking about something a little past where those cattle end up. So that's about all I have.
All right. Thanks for joining me today, Mariah.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So for more information on the article that we discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, we encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. Again, this is in the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter. The article is titled Preconditioned versus Weaned Calves Can Affect Bunk Space Requirements in Feedlots.